The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's 12 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio. Let's go live to Washington, D.C. right now. One of our favorite voices here on Morning Air is Father Gene Hemrick, who is a priest of the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. He's directed research for the Bishops' Conference for 20 years. He is the national director. He's the director of the National Institute for the Renewal of the Priesthood and a research associate with the Institute for Policy Research, Catholic Studies, the Catholic University of America. We look at the habits of a priestly heart when Father Gene is with us. Did I hear correctly on Good Morning America this morning that it is so warm, and we know how warm it's been here on the East Coast, especially in the last week, that some of the cherry blossoms are coming out, Father Gene?
Yep, I'm looking at them right now.
Wow, yep. And it's December 14th.
Yeah, we've had this happen before, though. We have certain trees here that as soon as it gets warm, they will come out. But then we don't lose them. In other words, when comes spring, they'll come back again and they'll come out again. But right now, we are really too warm. It's almost 70 degrees, and I'm from Chicago, and I like the cold.
Well, you know, it's almost about time. You know, we're ready for it. I'm not a skier or an outdoors person, and you know, you don't mind the cold. Nothing like last year, please. That was very unusual with almost nonstop snow. That you were snowbound to like April down in Washington, weren't you?
Yeah, well, we were pretty out. It was brutal. But yeah, you know, this year it's like this is unreal. And people in short sleeve shorts.
And, incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's the seasons have changed.
What kind of spiritual direction do you have for us today, Father Gene? We always look forward to our conversations.
Well, I had sent Cyrus the one on Christmas. I had written a column on Christmas, and I wanted to address that topic with you today. And I'm sorry I didn't get it to him earlier, but I sent that. I sent it to you this morning. And basically, what I did in that column was, first of all, when I write a column, I think about, well, it's Christmas time, and every year I wish my readers a Christmas wish. And this year I looked at what we're going through, and the first thought that struck me was how vulnerable life is. In what we're experiencing, and much of it can destroy the Christmas spirit. And so I looked at that, and I'm thinking, what's happening here? And one of the things when you study the virtue of kindness is that the opposite of kindness is a person who wants to have dominion over everything, wants to rule things, power. And I thought, there's so many powers right now around us that could destroy the Christmas spirit. A lot of belligerent rhetoric that's coming out of so many people that you would expect better of. And then this idea that we're going to blow people up, blast them out with bombs, and then just the atmosphere with the racial tensions. All of this is really, I call them powers, because we have the media, which is a power, and all of this impinges on our cognitive being, and whether we are conscious of it or not, it can sour our disposition. And once our disposition is sour, there's no joy, and there's no joy in the Christmas spirit. The opposite of that is kindness, which is described or defined as being well-disposed. Well-disposed towards life, well-disposed towards our country, our church, and especially ourself, that we don't get down on ourselves. So I thought about that, and I said, what virtues would I really want our readers to most cherish this Christmas? And the first one was kindness, the whole idea of being well-disposed towards life, because so much can ill-dispose us, and it can warp our whole way of looking at life. And the second is the virtue of mercy. When I talk about kindness, I'm talking about benevolence, and when I talk about mercy, I'm talking about misericordia, which is having heart to forgive. But when I'm talking about those two virtues, basically, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, those are two of the qualities of love. So basically, what I'm talking about here is love. And when it comes down to, well, how do we counter our times? We go to Christ, who basically taught us love conquers everything. And it is so true. Once we get into what we might call a loving mode, and it's not just love, 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 it's practice kindness, be well-disposed towards life, work at it, because you have to, because a lot of times we just don't have that zest for life. And once we lose that zest, we don't progress in life. Zest is very important to progress in life. And so I looked at that and said, yeah, that's what I would really wish today as far as the spirit goes. That zest, yes, that ability to say, okay, we've got a lot of problems out there, but I'm not going to let them sour my disposition. I'm not going to become fearful. I'm not going to go into a little cocoon. I'm going to try to spread love, and the way I'm going to do it is by my disposition. Disposition is so important in life. The way we are disposed towards it, the way we are disposed towards others, it all comes through. And, you know, you can walk down the sidewalk, which I do often, you see some people, it looks like they have the world on their shoulders. And all you have to do is flick a little smile. It's amazing. All of a sudden you see them come out of themselves. And that smile it's medicinal. It's mm-hmm. therapeutic. And it's one way of, you know, spreading kindness. And then, too, right now, you want to be kind? Part of kindness is almsgiving. All I have to do is walk down Pennsylvania Avenue or go over to the Union Station, and we've got more homeless people than you can measure. And, you know, they're hurting. And there's some that are there working the crowd, and there's others who are really, really down and out. And one of the ways I handle that is to look into the eyes of the person. You can tell right away. This person, they're really down. I met a young man the other day. He had tried to commit suicide, and he was just out of the hospital. And you could just see in his eyes, he was really in a dark world. And, you know, it's so easy to just pass those people up. Or it's very easy, too, to, you know, flip them a $5 bill and say, hey, good luck, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But Pope Francis said, no, touch the person. And I remember walking away from that person, getting across the street and seeing them on that corner just standing there. I went back, and I touched them. I said, you know, what's going on? Did he have a job? Where do you go at night to sleep? And I engaged him. I tried to make him feel like he was a dignified human being. And that, I think, is the spirit that is the spirit of Christmas, that type of thing where you go outside of yourself and you really try to extend yourself to another person and raise their spirits up.
Father Gene, how did you just walk up to that young man, or you saw him walking down the street and you made eye contact, or he just looked like he needed your help? Because that's a great demonstrative example of the Pope talking about going out of our comfort zones. And we understand that on a conscious basis, but to actually do that is, you know, takes a great deal of courage for a lot of us. So how did you do that?
Well, first of all, when I walked by him, I noticed that he was sort of standing, and he had that glazed look in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sort of like not out of it, in the out of sense, but he wasn't there. And it was that what I detected in those eyes was that they were empty. And so when I walked by him, I thought, you know, and he was just standing there. He wasn't moving, and he wasn't asking for any money. That was the interesting thing about it. He wasn't begging. He was just sort of like lost. That's not the best way to describe it. He was lost. And so, you know, all of a sudden that transferred into me, you know, because you all of a sudden realized, gee, but for the grace of God, that could be me. And then, you know, what is happening to this person? What type of life? And then when I did talk to him, he showed me where he tried to commit suicide. And his wrist, and then he told me that. And then when I went back and talked to him a second time, and he got engaged, I said, you know, do you have a job? And he said, no, because I'm not registered yet. I didn't know what that meant. But so I said, you know, take a look right here on the street. We have these men. They're in blue outfits. They're men who were like him, and our city puts them to work, and they're street cleaners. And they have a really nice uniform. And when you see them, they're really cheerful. They're always in a group, and they're just doing the menial things of keeping the area clean and neat. I said, you know, why don't you take time out, go up and ask them how they got there, and see if maybe you could join them, because they're a very dignified little group, and
yeah,
you could use that. And And so he said he was going to do that.
Wow.
Our gifts
from you, Father Gene, and we're always out of time, unfortunately, up against the clock. Our gifts from you, the message of kindness and mercy, as we give kindness and mercy, of course, here in this Jubilee Year of Mercy, when we give that, we certainly do receive that in so many ways that it would make our head spin. So our message going forward and the Christmas gift you have given us is one to just practice those two most precious qualities, both kindness and mercy, which you do every time that you're on with us, Father Gene Hemrick from Catholic University in Washington, D.C. See, now I got to take back your sweater and get your short sleeve shirt for Christmas now, Father Gene. So let me go off and do that right now. Merry Christmas, Father.
Thank you.
Right. There you go. It's now a minute before the hour. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for listening to this hour of Morning Air on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword Morning Air. That's relevantradio.com, keyword Morning Air.